10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's 5:30. It is October 24th. And we are ready to go here on this Thursday morning. Thanks so much for being here. Pre-show just for you guys, waking up early like we are. It is great to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know why I said it like that. I was trying to find something from yesterday's show. Your official high school rankings?
Yes.
What was number one?
Number one was Arborview.
Arborview. Did you hear from Arborview yesterday?
No, but I got a bunch of DMs from people who missed the final top three. And the rankings are based on their volleyball warm-up playlist. Nothing else. Like, it wasn't like my favorite schools or anything like that. These were the schools that had the best volleyball warm-up playlist. As a spectator, I started going and analyzing them and seeing which ones I liked the best. And Arborview came in first. Second place was Durango. And third was Shadow Ridge.
You have to make them something. You got to give them something. Arborview's got to get something from you.
Okay.
Plaque, banner, something.
Okay, I will work on it.
And make this like an annual thing. That was a lot of fun.
It was a good time. Yeah, I really am going to miss the volleyball season. Tonight is my daughter's final game of the season, of the school season, and then club volleyball starts up. And so if you're a parent of a club player of any sport, you know, that gets to be a bit of a hectic time. It's nice with the school season because you're just going to your schools locally, but with club season you're usually traveling. A lot of times it's out of state, and so that all starts kicking up here very soon.
Oh, so when would that then start up?
Well, they start practicing I think in December, or they have like open gyms, but then I think it officially starts in January, and so you know that's where you have the out of state tournaments, and there's a couple of big tournaments that are here in Las Vegas, so that's always nice when we don't have to travel for those. But yeah, it's a lot.
Did you do Atlanta for that one year?
We've been to Atlanta, Orlando, Chicago, lots of California tournaments, Washington, yeah, all over place. Yeah, it's a lot. So great way to see the U.S. of A.
Absolutely. So, tour the country.
How you doing?
Good. Let's see here. So Laura, she's flying out of town this morning. So last night, got home from doing some filming some car stuff and just decided to skip the workout and hang out at the house. We had a nice little dinner last night and just kind of relaxed before she left town. She got up early this morning. She's already at the airport getting ready to take off. So it was a nice night last night. Just kind of relaxing night. Just kind of hanging out with each other before she left town.
Yeah, weekend is almost here.
I
have guests coming in. My mom is coming in and so is my aunt. They're going to be staying with us for a couple days and enjoying the final weekend of Oktoberfest over at Hofbrauhaus. So we were just getting the house ready, making sure we have everything that they need, even though it's a super quick trip. Just looking forward to my mom coming in. And I haven't seen my aunt in a while. She hasn't been to Vegas in a really long time. So she said that there's one place she wants to go. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a breakfast place. And I guess Matt took her and my mom there one morning for breakfast when I was working. And she said that Matt got this waffle that looked like the most amazing waffle she's ever seen. And she's been thinking about it ever since. So she wants to go back to that place to get that waffle. So
you know it's good. We've been thinking about it for years.
Yeah.
Next time we go back to town to try it. And when are you tapping the keg? What time does it happen on Friday night?
Friday night, we tap the keg at 7:30 for the second to last night of Oktoberfest. So yeah, if you're looking for something to do Friday night, we have so much fun at Hofbrauhaus. It's a big party and it's a lot of fun. And so the food is awesome. And that's why my mom comes every year. She's just like, I love the food. I love the whole ambiance of it all. It's so much fun. So she never misses it.
It's a celebration. Has anyone in your family received the spanking?
No.
The paddling,
but
I should say.
We've tried to encourage some of our family members to do it, but some friends of ours have.
Okay.
Last year, we had a huge table, and a couple of the guys did, and I think they rather enjoyed it. So, yeah, if you don't know what that means, just go and ask for
You'll
that.
You'll find out when you go to.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, ask for it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's going to be a great show this morning. We have Sam Hunt joining the show. We've been giving away tickets to his show all weekend long. He's going to be at the Fountain Blue this weekend. And he will be joining the show right around 7 o'clock. We'll talk with him, talk about the song, talk about this little little stop he's making here in Las Vegas and all sorts of good stuff. So can't wait to talk to him. Of course, tickets coming up in the 6 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And more Shakira tickets on the way. 7:30, the Mega Minute. We haven't had a winner yet this week. It'd be a perfect time to do that. We'd love to give those away. That is all on the way. But right now, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Missing by Everything But the Girl? Do you want to hear The Way You Love Me by Faith Hill?
Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Ooh, to feel the way I feel with you.
Or do you want to hear Over and Over by Nelly and Tim McGraw? Those are your choices. Let's get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, I think I'm being sabotaged by someone in my family. What are they doing? Or am I just reading into it? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Over by Nelly and Tim McGraw is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1. I think I am being sabotaged, and in the nicest way possible, if that is something that is a thing. So I try to eat relatively healthy. I mean, I limit my sugar. I try to eat a balanced diet, you know, try to get some protein every day. And the thing I've noticed is my husband's always bringing me candy. He's always buying me candy. And don't get me wrong, I love the candies that he gets me. But like when he goes out somewhere and he sees like some candy that he thinks I'd like, he buys it for me. And so yesterday I come home and I'm getting ready to set up shop. And in the spot where I sit at the dinner table, there's this gigantic bag of Dots. You know, the chewy, like gumdrop type.
Yeah, of course.
I only eat those around Halloween because that's usually like what my daughter gets in her trick-or-treat bag that she hates. And so I take the Dots. I love the Dots. He bought like this gigantic bag of them at the grocery store. He's like, I saw the Dots and I thought of you, so I got them for you. And I'm like, that's so nice of you. Thank you for thinking of me. But this is a huge bag, like jumbo size. I can't eat this whole thing. He's like, oh, just have like a couple a day and you'll get through it. Like, I'm trying to watch. I try not to eat candy, but the temptation now is right there sitting in front of me. And he's always sabotaging me in a nice way.
I think he's just being very, I don't think he's trying to sabotage you because he said the line that I actually use on my wife, well, just eat a little bit every day. You don't have to eat it all at once. It is I see exactly where Matt's mindset is. He knows you love this candy. He wants to see you happy. He wants you to enjoy a treat every now and again. So I can completely see his mindset of buying that candy for you and excitement of bringing it home and having it there and just saying, yes, just have a couple pieces right now.
I know,
and save the rest for later.
It truly makes him happy to see me like having sweets and stuff because I don't do it very often. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what it is about him that makes him so happy. I think he thinks I'm suffering by not eating a lot of sugar, and so that this is a way for me not to suffer. But I'm fine. I choose not to. And then he does this, and now the temptation is there, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So of course I had to have, you know, they're just those little mini boxes. So I had two of those little mini boxes after dinner last night. But I'm thinking, is he trying to sabotage me? Does anyone else have a spouse that is constantly like feeding them, and you're like, what are you trying to do? Why are you trying to make me eat all the time? 702-364-9400.
I'm kind of like you with the sweets and everything. I want to limit my intake on sweets. And then it's every time I go home to visit my family, it's like my parents, especially my mom, buys me every single treat that I ever said I liked before in the past. So I walk home and I'll open the pantry and there's Chips Ahoy cookies, the soft batch, there's Oreo cookies, there's sweet cereals. I'm like, I haven't had this stuff in years. Like, we know you love it. Enjoy. You have to enjoy yourself. And then I know when I'm not there, that stuff is not in the house. But when you're home, all these temptations are there. The cookies, the cereal, like everything I loved as a child is right there. The chips and everything. They just feel like they want to see me eat and be happy, like Matt does for you.
And that's super sweet. But I wonder if they think that we're not happy the rest of the time, and this is the only way for us to be happy, or what? But it's just funny. I don't think about these things until they're placed right in front of me, and then I'm like, oh man, the willpower is gone. Stop doing this to me. And I don't want to say stop doing nice things because I think it's wonderful, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't need food to make myself feel loved, you know? It's just so funny.
And I think it's great, too, that Dots is the candy, too, that Brooklyn's like, nah, I'm passing on these.
Yeah, exactly.
Pass them over to Mom.
She's like, yeah, that's like the dump truck right there. Here's the thing.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2159.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. We are almost to the weekend, October 24th, and it is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for joining us as we get things going. Busy show today. A lot to get to. We'll get to that in just a minute. But how long is your commute in the morning? I can't believe this commute you were just telling me about.
Yeah, my friend, they moved to St. George, Utah towards the end of the summer. And my buddy has a really good job at Centennial Hills Hospital. And he doesn't want to give up that job. So he drives, he works with the hospital Thursdays through Sundays. So he drives every Wednesday. He drives down here from St. George, Utah, down to Centennial Hills Hospital, where he works Thursday through Sunday. And then when he finishes his shift on Sunday, he drives the 2 hours back up to St. George, Utah to be with his family the rest of the week. Does it all over again on Wednesday. Does this every single week. It's a 2 hour commute back and forth every week.
That's a long commute, but at least it's not every day. I thought you were saying every day.
He has a break. Yeah, he comes down and okay. he was staying in their house until it just sold. So now he's got a coworker who's like has a work assignment in Seattle. So he's staying at a coworker's place. So he does have a place to stay, but still he's driving 2 hours here, 2 hours back every single week just for work.
Is there anyone listening that has a really long commute in the morning? That's pretty long. It's not every day, but it is a pretty long commute. 702-364-9400. I think just between our commutes, it's not that far distance wise. We live pretty close to the radio station, but I think the added bonus we have is we don't have to deal with traffic when we come in at dark 30 in the morning.
It is glorious having zero traffic. And it's funny, we have to come to the radio station in the afternoon or for something later on in the day, driving back. It's a whole different world. Like, wait a second, what are these cars doing on the road driving to work right now?
What gets me is the parking lot. I'm like, why is this parking lot so full? Because when we get there, there's like no one in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, there's nowhere to park. What's going on?
That is so true. We don't realize there's other people working in this building, yeah, and other offices next to us as well.
It's crazy, but I think the longest commute I've ever had was when I was going to school in Boulder, Colorado. I was interning at a radio station in Denver, and that's about 45 minutes to an hour drive. Now, I was doing that like Monday through Thursday, and so it was, and I was doing it really early in the morning, like this time, because I was like interning for like the morning show and mm-hmm. stuff. And so, yeah, that was a pretty long one, Monday through Thursday, that I was doing that.
That's a long one, especially in college, too. I don't know why that just seems longer when you're in college. You're thinking of all the things you got to do, studying, all this other stuff you got to do, and sitting in traffic for 45 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk to Joseph. Joseph, what is your commute like?
Joseph,
yes, hello. Hey, Joseph, where do you drive?
Yeah, today I'm driving up to Lake Havasu. You know, tomorrow I'm going up to Bullhead, so it's at least, you know, 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh, do you do that every day?
A couple times a week. We service water filtration out there, so.
That,
I go from here, I go up to Mesquite, I go around pretty much all my area.
That's a big area to drive. Wow, that's good for you. You can listen to Mix 94.1 for a long time.
Absolutely.
Just got a text here, North Las Vegas to Basic High School. Basic High School is like Henderson. So that's a,
that's a really long commute.
That's a big one. This text says there was a girl on TikTok that commuted via plane from North Carolina to New York during a summer for her internship because it was cheaper than living there. I saw that same article. Yeah, it was cheaper for her to fly up there than in like on one of the discount airlines than to actually live in New York. This one says from Dawn, I got from the spaghetti bowl to Trop in 5 minutes yesterday due to I-15 being shut down. Yeah, that would cause a lot of havoc, but apparently it was a good thing for some people
too.
Yeah,
right. Well, coming up on the show, we do have a lot. Sam Hunt tickets coming your way in about 15 minutes. He's in town this weekend. And then Sam Hunt himself will be on the show. He's calling us just after 7 o'clock this morning. And also here up next, we got What's Trending. What do you have for us?
The shocking reason that Nicole Kidman had to pause filming of her upcoming movie. Wait until you hear this. Details coming up in What's Trending. Fall into 5K
a day. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to see Sam Hunt this weekend are coming up right after What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Nicole Kidman is trending this morning, and I'm going to keep this as family-friendly as possible, just giving you a little warning on this one. So the actress really got into her role in the upcoming movie Baby Girl. She says she actually suffered burnout from working on it, and not because of long hours or difficult cast members or anything like that. It was due to the emotional intensity of the scenes. She had to continuously fake, like, she was reaching the height of pleasure, if you know what I mean. We have a code for that on this show. Going to Ohio, if you know what I mean. It became so overwhelming that she needed to take breaks during filming because she was, quote, so turned on.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
she had to keep faking like she was going to that place where everyone would like to go. And she said that there were moments during shooting where I was like, I can't keep doing these scenes anymore. I needed space. I hated going through it, and I didn't care if I had to step away. She also shared that working with the director, her name is Helena Regan, who was a woman, she made that whole process so much easier. She said she doesn't think she could have managed it with a male director, and that the only way she could do this was with her because they could talk things through. There was that comfortability factor.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it. Yeah.
Baby Girl hits theaters on Christmas Day.
Could you do it? I couldn't do it, being that kind of situation where you're having to go through that on camera, people filming you. Because everyone behind the camera watching, directors, producers, cameramen, all that stuff. I couldn't do that.
Well, no, I couldn't either. And the first thing I thought of when I saw this story is, wow, how does Keith Urban feel? Like, she's seeing her like reaching the heights of ecstasy. And I mean, I'm sure he's not on set, but you know, hearing about this and what she's having to do. And I'm like, oh man, I went and sang a couple songs on a stage today, but what, your day sounded really intense, you know?
Or she said she had to leave the set. She comes home early. Why are you home early? Oh, I just got so turned on the movie set. Okay, cool.
Awesome. What do you want for dinner? That is something that you really have to have. Be secure in order to be in a relationship with someone who has to continuously go to work and like make out with another person. And the guy that she's making out with and doing these scenes with, he's a good looking young guy. And she said, you know, at some point you get very excited because you are acting, but you have to get lost in the moment in order to be a good actor.
Get into that role. Yeah.
Yeah. So Baby Girl, I was not really going to go see that movie, and now I heard about this, and now my curiosity is very piqued, so we're going to have to see about that, and that is what's trending.
Christmas Day, Keith Urban. What are we doing today? Oh, to go see a new movie? Let's go. Whoa.
Merry Christmas. Celebrate baby Jesus. Let's go watch the... Oh, my goodness.
Celebrate another baby. Wow. Here we go. It's now time for Heads Up, and caller 20, you get to play. Call 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing for a really cool prize.
We have your tickets right now to see Sam Hunt.
Yes.
I almost said Keith Urban. No, Sam Hunt. He is coming to town this weekend. He's going to be at the Blue Life Theater at the Fountain Blue. And he's also going to be on this show in less than an hour from right now. 7 o'clock, Keith Urban will be calling in. But we have your tickets for that
Sam
show.
Hunt.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah.
He's on the mind.
Keith Urban is on my mind. I'm so sorry. Yes, Sam Hunt, not Keith Urban. Sam Hunt tickets. And Sam Hunt will be on the show at 7 o'clock this morning. But you get to play Heads Up for these tickets right now. Pick your category. Pick your partner, get six answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to the show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Kayla, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All nice. Right, we have the Sam Hunt tickets for you. There are two categories to choose from. Do you want to go with Back to the Future or Head and Shoulders?
Go with Back to the Future.
All right. Monday was Back to the Future Day, and these are all popular 80s movies. Okay, Kayla?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Kayla, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you'll win. And Heads Up, you start now.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yes. This is the movie where they had detention for the day, the students.
Breakfast Club?
Yes. This was a movie with David Bowie. It was like a mystical kind of movie. I didn't see it, so I'm going to just pass on that. This is the movie where they forgot her birthday, and Jake Ryan and...
Christine Campbell?
Yes, this is the one. Say hello to my little friend. It's Al Pacino.
I don't know.
Okay, let's pass. This is Kevin Bacon, where he teaches the town how to dance, because they can't. Yes. This is the Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, and she says, I'll have what she's having in the deli. Let's pass. Okay,
10
this
seconds.
Is Robin Williams is a teacher at an all-boys school.
Goodwill Hunting?
No, it's it was before. Darn it.
Dang.
Oh, Kayla, you did really well. Some of these were really hard. Was I right on the David Bowie mystical one? Was that Labyrinth?
Labyrinth, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I didn't see either, but you're right.
I've never seen that movie. Say hello to my little friend. That's Scarface.
Great impression, too, of Al Pacino.
Okay,
I liked it.
Thank you. Again, I've never seen that movie. I'm just going based on what I've seen on it. And then this one I have seen, Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan, When Harry Met Sally. I'll have what she's having. Whatever. So, and then that last Robin Williams one was Dead Poets Society.
Oh, that's
so,
the one.
There you go. That means that we need to get caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Sam Hunt when he's at the Fountain Blue tomorrow night. Your tickets right now. And Sam Hunt will be joining the show at 7 o'clock this morning. Caller 20, you get these tickets. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I can't believe Halloween, 1 week away, a week from today. Do you have your costume ready?
I don't have a costume. I'm working on getting all our candy, because it'll be the first year that I'll be home. Laura will be out of town. It'll be the first year that I'll be home to hand out candy ever and for years. So I'm going to get candy and a bowl and be all situated to hand out some candy on Halloween.
Very nice.
There was this survey that came out about the scariest movie scenes of all time. Is there a movie? There's scary movies, but then you narrow down. There's certain scenes that just scared you for life. Looking back on your childhood, even as an adult, is there a particular movie scene that just scared you for life?
A movie scene. Okay, let me think here. There is one that did bother me quite a bit when I was a little kid. Are we talking as a kid or are we talking as an adult?
I would say this is as a kid, because I've got the top three. And one of these movies I never even heard of before. But
I've
got the top three scenes. So we're talking, and looking at these movies, I would say it's from when we were kids watching these.
Okay, so the one movie that just popped into my mind was when in Willy Wonka, where he's like, and he starts singing that weird song when they're on the boat. And then there's like pictures of like snails or like caterpillars crawling on people's faces and like a chicken getting its head cut off. And I was just like, that I still have nightmares about that scene, actually.
Willy Wonka, the Tunnel of Terror.
That's it.
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka! You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka!
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would make!
Wonka!
This is kind of strange.
Yes.
That's number two. That's the number two movie scene. And yeah, that was freaky. You weren't expecting that.
I mean, seriously, who at 10 years old or 5 years old or 6 years old wants to see a chicken's head getting cut off in a tunnel? And then he got like all possessed and stuff. What is the scariest movie scene that you have ever seen? In your opinion, what do you think number one is? That was the one that scarred me for life. I still, whenever I watch the original Willy Wonka, I still get freaked out at that scene.
I'm actually going to give you number one. Because number three is the one that just threw me for a loop. So
okay.
I'm going to play number one. Tell me if you can identify this scene. Because this, they said, is, according to this poll, one of the scariest movie scenes of all time. Do you recognize this scene?
I don't. Is it? I've never seen this movie, but I've seen clips of it. Is it from like The Birds? Isn't there a movie called The Birds?
There
where
is
like birds
yeah.
attack people?
That's not it. And there's flying creatures. That's the flying monkeys taking Dorothy and Toto.
Oh, yes. That was, those flying monkeys were terrifying. Oh my gosh. I forgot all about that. I think I repressed that memory. You just brought it back. That was scary.
It's so real. So here, I'm just going to play number three.
It wasn't that real. I've never seen flying monkeys before. There's nothing real about it.
I mean, they're actors
it's
and everything.
It's so real. No, it wasn't real.
It was, they're real actors playing the scene and everything. You know, there's no graphics and you know, effects or anything. It's just men dressed as monkeys running around. Here, I'm going to play number three. I'm just going to play the scene.
Okay.
Tell me if you know this or anyone knows this movie. I never even heard of it before, but here's the scene.
You may remove your shoes. You may remove your wings. The doors. Are they locked and bolted?
Locked and bolted. In blackness.
Good. Help.
No.
Do you know this movie? Do you recognize this scene?
I don't.
Steph, do you know it?
No, but
it sounds scary.
I'm just listening to it. It's freaky.
It's from 1990.
Okay.
The movie is called The Witches.
The Witches? Oh, I think I've heard of that before. What did she say? You may remove your shoes.
Yes.
And then your wings?
Your wigs.
Oh, your wigs.
Yeah, so Angelica Houston, and the movie's called The Witches from 1990, and I just watched the scene, and the scene starts with just all these ladies dressed like normal ladies, older ladies, younger of all ages, and then she says, remove your shoes. They take their shoes off. These big feet start to roll out. They remove their mask, and these big witches' beaks come out.
Oh, I remember
And they take their wigs
movie.
Off, and all of a sudden, they're the scariest witches you've ever seen.
I hated this movie as a kid. You're just jogging my scary memories. Oh, and the scary noses. Oh,
yes.
No.
Well, she sounded like me when people come to my house. I'm like, you may remove your shoes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So if you are looking to borrow some money from a friend, go to the friend of yours that vapes, because they probably just got themselves a bunch of money. The makers of Juul, the e-cigarettes, they just settled this class action lawsuit a while back, and they agreed to pay $300 million in damages for not being honest about how addictive and unsafe their product is.
Whoa,
right?
Whoa, yeah, okay.
So the payouts, they depend on how many vape pods you bought between 2015 and 2022, whether you could prove it or not. But a lot of people were ordering them online back then. So they still had the receipts on this. Well, sometimes when you hear about class action lawsuits, the payouts are ridiculous.
Pennies.
It's like $3, mm-hmm. $4. This is not one of those cases. So vapers are freaking out on social media after getting Venmo transfers for thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. This class action lawsuit was settled back in 2022. So most people actually forgot about it until the payments started going out this week. And it seems like most got a few hundred bucks at best, but several people have posted screenshots showing numbers like $3,000 or more. One person posted on Reddit after Jewel Venmo'd them $9,217.
Okay, that person probably smoked a lot.
Yeah, that is true.
They were vaping a lot. That's the downside. Yeah, they've been vaping for so long. Here's a little reward, but oh my gosh, it's a big payout.
Yeah, if you signed up for the suit and you haven't gotten your payday yet, it still may be coming. They started sending out the money last Friday. Sounds like they're not done yet. So people who opted for physical checks or gift cards, you're probably going to get those payments later. They say, do check your spam folder just in case. And if you did buy Jewel products, but you didn't sign up for that class action, sadly, you're out of luck. That deadline was on February 5th.
Oh, now everyone's trying to sign up. Yeah, I was smoking jewels. I was vaping back then.
Definitely not going to work. Also this morning, we talked about this yesterday. Steph, you want to go trick-or-treating. And with Halloween just a week away, the question is if there is an age limit when it comes to trick-or-treating. And according to a new survey, many Americans say kids should stop trick-or-treating by 13 and a half years old.
Oh.
Yeah, at least 25% of people say kids should go trick-or-treating for as long as they like. So one in four houses will be happy to see you coming, Steph. You'll be okay.
Okay, so it doesn't say I can't, but it says it's just not recommended, right?
Right. I mean, you are an adult in your 30s, but it's, but it's okay. If you came to my house, I would happily give you candy. I think Halloween is for everyone. I'm happy to give candy to everyone.
I'd spray with a garden hose and tell you, get out of here, you creep. This is for the kids.
I'm not going to JC's house. I'm just going to go to Mercedes' house.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, this morning, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Kardashians, well, Kim Kardashian specifically. Are we talking about the Wicked thing?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Go on. Sorry.
So Kim Kardashian hosted the special screening of Wicked at her house. And guess who went? Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, along with her famous family, despite both Kim and Ariana having previously dated Pete Davidson.
Oh, oops.
There was no awkwardness between them as they posed for photos. The event was held in Kim's home theater. It featured a pajama party complete with Wicked-themed decor, snacks, even Barbie dolls for the kid. But yeah, they had the two stars of the movie stop by and make an appearance.
If you've ever
struggled to pay your bills and just felt like, oh man, one day I'll make it. You'll never make it that level. I'm sorry.
Stress out just renting that movie. Oh, it's $19. Come on.
Oh, it's hard not to be jealous. It really is hard.
Well, coming up here next.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know.
Be at the Fountain Blue this week, and we just gave away a pair of tickets. And Sam Hunt, he joins the show. We'll talk to him about the show, what's going on, what his future holds. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's a great guy, and he's going to be on the show coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
I do the same thing I told you that I never
would. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
Can see him at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas this weekend. We've been giving away tickets. It is Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, welcome. Coming to Las Vegas. And man, you are performing at quite the venue. Have you visited the Fountain Blue yet?
No, not yet. I've heard a lot about it. I was just in Vegas for a birthday party about a week ago, and I didn't get a chance to stop by, but we'll be there in a couple of days, so I'm looking forward to seeing it for the first time.
It is so nice. The Blue Live Theater is amazing, but probably one of the nicest properties on the Strip. What were you doing here before in town?
I have a songwriting buddy. His name's Shane McAnally. We've written a lot of songs together. He had a birthday party. Had a birthday and wanted to do the party in Vegas, so I flew out for a couple of days and hung with him, and we did we saw the Eagles at the Sphere, and then we did a songwriting round because all of his buddies, all of our buddies are songwriters, so we did what they call in the round songwriter kind of show where we all got up and just played songs that we've written together over the years. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Well, Sam, you're in town this weekend, and the next week is Halloween. Do you usually dress up for Halloween?
If my wife twists my arm hard enough, I will.
I mean, the kids are obviously going to dress up, right? You have Lowry and Lucy. Do they have their costumes picked out yet?
No, not yet. We're going to have to look into that. My wife's birthday is the 27th, so I'm going to be a little more preoccupied with that day before Halloween. We'll find this in my outfits.
That is a good man. Sam, how has it been for you being in this industry and seeing so many like yourself and a lot of your colleagues make that jump, not just from country music, but to see country music go mainstream? I mean, we are a hot AC station, and we play you, and we play a lot of your colleagues, and it's really become very mainstream.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch that happen over the last 10 years. You know, the sound has diversified itself and has become, you know, more, I guess, appealing to a broader audience. But it still is, I think, a good representation of country music. And the country as a whole has just embraced the songwriting, the stories, and the culture over the last few years.
Well, Body Like a Back Road, it's such a fun song. It's a smash hit. Was that a hard song to write? Was that a struggle for you when you were writing that song?
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
I wanted to make it sound like it was just written in 15 minutes, but in reality, it took a lot of... It took a lot more work than I'd like to admit, but finally got it. Where I felt like it feels like it was just, you know, sort of off the top of the head, but it really took some thought.
And I heard you didn't really want to put that song out. Why not?
Well, one, you know, it was I didn't know. I wanted to make it playful because obviously, you know, it's a guy commenting on the physical sort of attributes of his lady, and that's a delicate tightrope to walk, so I wanted to walk it carefully, and so I didn't know if I landed on the tasteful side of that tightrope walk or not, so I was a little reluctant to put the song out, but looking back, I'm glad I did.
Yeah, so glad you did. You know, Sam, something I learned about you, I didn't realize you played college football at the University of Alabama. You even tried out for a spot on the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, the Raiders really could use a quarterback right now. How about you, when you're here in town, you try out for the Raiders?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. But, you know, 10 years removed, I'm sure there's a long, long, long list of folks who need to be up there in front of me.
Actually, I don't know that there is. I think we're totally fine with you trying.
Sam, have you seen the Raiders play recently? I think we'd be good just having you go out. They're playing the Chiefs. We know you tried out for the Chiefs. You get some redemption against the Chiefs, and it would be a smash hit on Sunday.
Well, it'd be a lot of fun. I'd be hurting a lot more than I normally do wake up in Vegas hurting.
Well, we are so excited to have you here in town playing at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. It's going to be a great show. And grab your tickets while you can. We'll be giving them away. Sam Hunt, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. Good to talk to you guys. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right, have fun this weekend, buddy.
Thanks. See y'all. Go, 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 go.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Great conversation there with Sam Hunt. He was great. If you missed that interview, we'll put it up on our website, and it'll be on the podcast today at on the Odyssey app. And right now, hey, time is running out. We're looking for our October Teacher of the Month. Nominations close tomorrow, so you are running out of time to nominate that teacher that just really deserves the recognition. Maybe they have been helping you extra. Maybe they just were kind and there for you when you needed them. We want to hear all about those amazing teachers, and you can nominate them for our October Teacher of the Month by going to our website at mix941.fm, clicking on the contest tab, and clicking on Teacher of the Month.
It's a random drawing, and the Teacher of the Month receives a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and they also get a personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So get those nominations in ASAP. They close tomorrow, so do it now while you can. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the morning, and those tickets for you to go see Shakira are coming up in just about 5 minutes here.
We've heard the song, the phrase earworm song before. You know, when you get a song just stuck in your head, and it cannot leave your mind because it is just so catchy. I have had this song stuck in my head for almost a week. At 9 p.m. tonight, it will be one full week that I've had this song stuck in my head. And I'm kind of obsessed. APT by Rosé and Bruno Mars. Has anyone else had this song stuck in their head since it came out last Thursday night at 9 p.m.? Because I'm like obsessed with this song. I can't stop singing it everywhere I go. And I don't know if there's like a nostalgia factor to it, because to me, it sounds a lot like a couple of songs. They call me help. They call me Stacey. Do you remember this song by the Ting Tings?
Yeah.
That's not my name. That's not my name. It sounds just like it to me.
It's got that vibe in there for sure.
Yeah. And then it also sounds like this song. I wonder if we put them together.
Oh, that works, Mercedes.
And there's something
that
there.
That works, yeah. Okay. You mentioned that the first time you heard the song, you heard the Tony Basil, Hey Mickey in there, and that matches up in that song.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people like remixing those three songs together.
Cool.
What is the song that it's just like your earworm song? If someone starts singing it or if you hear it, it's going to be in your head for the rest of the day. I'm not mad that this is my earworm song right now. I really love the song a lot. It's so fun. 702-364-9400. Jessica, do you have an earworm song right now?
So I have two of them from back in the day. The first one is Barbie Girl by Aqua. I'm a Barbie girl.
Yes. This one will stay there for a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing the rest of it for you.
We don't mind. We don't mind. What's the other one?
Ghetto Superstar. It was my first party in high school that I went to. That was, yeah. So, good memories.
I feel like all these songs have like that common beat, you know? And I think that's part of the, I don't know, the chemical makeup of an earworm song. Thank you so much, Jessica. Do you have one of those songs?
There's one that's been stuck in my head all week, and I love my 80s, but I don't think it's in there because of hearing it on the radio. I think it's like in a commercial, or is it a movie or TV show that we were watching recently, but it's this one, and it's just the intro of the song that's stuck in my head. It's the Final Countdown, but all week long in my mind I'm going, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, I don't know why, but it's on I'm at the gym working out. It's just stuck in my head.
There's like no rhyme or reason.
None.
We're getting some texts here. Biggest earworm songs, 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton. That song, I can relate to that being an earworm song, because anytime I go downtown to downtown Las Vegas, I will start singing it. I can't help it. Making my way downtown. I totally get that one. This from Coco, Just a Friend by Biz Markie. That is his earworm song. That one, yeah, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. You got what I need, but you say he just... Because I'll just randomly go, you!
Like, what did she say?
Oh, man. I love all those songs, but you're right. There's something... We got to find out the similarities between the two, between all of those that just make them stuck.
Yeah, what's the DNA in those songs? Well, let's get into this right now. It is now time for the Mega Minute.
And we have your tickets to see Shakira. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't Another play. Earworm song.
When I hear it, I get you doing Shakira in my head. I don't get this song. I get you doing your Shakira singing the song.
I'm on tonight. Yes, thank you, thank you. Okay. So your tickets right now, they're win them before you can buy them tickets. They don't even go on sale until tomorrow at noon. But yours right now with the Mega Minute, it's 60 seconds, and you have 10 questions you have to answer correctly. If you can get them all right in that time, you will win. We haven't had a winner yet this week. It would be a great thing to get one going today on a Thursday. So let's get caller 20 right now to take a shot at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Kiss me. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Samantha, how you doing this morning?
I am shaking excited right now.
Oh, weird. The nervousness is good. I think that will help you here as you try to conquer the Mega Minute. We've got these tickets to see Shakira. That show's going to be incredible out at Allegiant Stadium coming up in June. So we're going to get ready to do this. I'm wishing you the best of luck, Samantha.
Thank you so much.
You got this, Samantha. 60 seconds to get those 10 questions correct. If you get one wrong or you need to pass on that one, that's fine because we'll come back to those questions at the end. Now, Samantha, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Who is the founder of Amazon?
Bezos.
Yes. What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
I pass.
Which movie takes place in the mind of a girl named Riley?
Inside Out.
Yes. What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha?
Yes. What country is Shakira from?
Oh my gosh. Is it Colombia?
Yes. The epicenter is directly above what type of natural disaster?
Earthquake.
Yes. On the keyboard, what does Control A do?
Captures everything.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mr. Big was a character from which hit HBO series?
Pass.
What U.S. state has the most active volcanoes?
Hawaii.
It was actually Alaska, which I did not know. I would have said Hawaii, too, Samantha. But we did not make it through all 10 questions. You had one left, and we did skip a couple. The fictional town that SpongeBob SquarePants lives in is Bikini Bottom. And Mr. Big, he was a character from the HBO series Sex and the City. I have to say, you did really well. Some of these questions I did not know the answer to. I thought these were really tough ones today, but... You know, you made it through almost all of them.
You learned something. I didn't know if you hit Control A, it selects everything on your. I had no idea.
I do like Control A, Control Z. Those are my two most common.
What
commands.
Z do? Control Z.
Control Z is. Hold on. That opens a new window. I forget. What do I always use Control Z for? Control A, select all, and then Control Z is. I think it's paste.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Don't.
These are good hacks.
Hold on.
Oh, no, I got you.
it undoes what you just did. That's what Control Z
does? Yes. Oh, that's a good thing to know. Control Z, my last question.
Control Z, my last answer. All right, Samantha, thanks for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Shakira when she comes to Allegiant Stadium next June. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's the mix. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There are new security recommendations that have been issued by U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, along with details of a UK government cyber essential scheme. Right now, the NSA is warning people that you need to do the best practices in regards to your mobile phone. And in doing that, one of the things that they are encouraging users to do, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, is to turn your phone off and turn it on again, and to do that regularly. They're saying you have to reboot your phone regularly. It will help you clear non-persistent malware that could have made its way onto your phone. They say also using strong security practices like enabling strong PINs and passwords and your biometric locks. Keep your phone updated. Regular software updates can mitigate potential threats. And to avoid risky situations, don't jailbreak your phone or click on unknown links and attachments. And they're also encouraging people recently to consider two-factor authentication on any of the websites or the apps that you're using. But they do say that starting your phone weekly is a really good habit to get into. It's not a foolproof security fix, but something that I cannot tell you the last time I've done that. I'm going to actually do it right now that I saw this story.
As soon as you mentioned it in the tease about 5 minutes ago, I went and did it, but I had to take me a second to figure out how to turn my phone off.
Yeah.
It's been that long. I had to go to my general settings and scroll all the way down to the bottom to shut it off. But yeah, I forgot how to turn my phone off.
If you've done the latest update, if you're an iPhone user, all you have to do is swipe down on the corner. And now there's a little button in the upper right hand corner where you can just press that.
Oh, there
and
is?
Turn off your... Have you done the latest
update?
No, I have
not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you've done the latest update, you can press it, the swipe down, press the button in the upper right-hand corner, and then slide to power off.
Oh, yeah. I got to do an update then. Yeah.
Oh, you got to do the new update.
There's
some cool stuff on there for sure.
I'm doing it right now.
What else this morning? Let's talk about intuition. Women tend to follow their gut instincts, and according to a new survey, more than three quarters of women say they feel like their intuition is a sixth sense. It's strong enough that more than half of women put a lot of trust in that intuition. And among moms, it's even higher at 74%. Overall, 81% of women trust their own ill-tuition. And what is ill-tuition? That's that feeling that something is off with their health before they know for sure. Have you ever felt that where you're like, something's off with my body? I know something is off, and you aren't even really sick yet, but you just know something is off.
Yeah, that I do get. Maybe there's a tiny little rumble in the stomach, and I haven't felt that in a while. I know what's going on here.
Is it the same for you guys? Do you feel like your intuition is as good as the ladies?
No, because I think you've got psychic. Yours, the intuition is off the charts. And maybe it even accelerated more with the birth of your daughters. As you said, that mom tuition that kicks in. I think Steph has a great intuition. But Mercedes, yours is like psychic next level stuff.
It really is. I'm not going to disagree with you. I see things and then they happen, or I feel things and I'm like, something's off. I can tell when people are lying to me. It's very weird. It's like, I like it, but I also don't like it because I feel like I'm always on edge with things, you know,
picking just up vibes and stuff from people.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember about a year ago, you were talking about this and you said, there's something going on in my world about a key. And that morning, Laura and I could not find our spare house key. We had to leave it out for someone. We couldn't find the spare house key. We were searching around for a key. I found this other key. It was a whole key situation
That's
in
so
my
weird.
House. And I didn't say anything to anybody. I thought nothing of it. It was a key situation in my house. But that morning, you're like, there's something going on in your world with a key. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was a trip.
Once in a while, I'll just get that with my friends and I'll just shoot them a text like, hey, all good. And I won't say anything, but there's times, you know, nothing bad recently, but that I'll think of you on the weekend or something like, oh, I wonder if something happened involving this. And then I wait till Monday to see if you say anything.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you will, sometimes you don't. But it's always a trip when you come in and you say something and I'm like,
oh,
I knew that happened this weekend. That's so bizarre.
You got powers.
All right. Finally, this morning, they don't really teach the kids cursive anymore in school. And Washington College in Maryland, it's a very old school, and they recently announced that they're changing their logo, which incorporated George Washington's signature, because kids these days, they're not learning cursive, and prospective students couldn't read their logo.
Oh, no.
I need to defend the kids on this one, because I looked at that logo and I had no idea what that said.
What's the college?
Washington College.
Okay.
And I was like, what does that even say? No offense to our founding father, George Washington, but his signature was kind of a hot mess.
I'm pulling it up here.
I can send you if you guys want to see it.
Yeah,
let's see. You read this if someone's said, hey, what does this say? I was like, huh? That is so hard to read.
That's his signature?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He's got a bad handwriting. It doesn't even look like Washington. It looks like
another language.
Yeah.
So I got to defend the kids on this one. That is tough cursive to read.
Imagine if you were like in his army or something. He wrote you some orders. Like, what am I supposed to do? I don't understand what you're telling me to do.
It's worse than a doctor's prescription.
It's
like,
bad.
I can't see what it says.
You guys, she's not kidding when she says this. So that's smart that they're changing it.
Yeah. So Washington College, it dates back to 1782. And that's when kids spent a lot of time on penmanship. Cursive, you know, the logo's not that old, though. That only dates back to 2013, but the new logo uses more traditional typography and it adds in the Washington family crest instead.
You said something very embarrassing happened to you off the air yesterday. Do you want to bring it up on the air today?
Okay, I'm convinced this happens to everyone. What's the weird little thing that all of us experience? All of us, but none of us talk about it. People don't like talking about this, but it happens. I guarantee it has happened to all of us at one time. It happened to me yesterday. We'll talk about it coming up next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Is there something that you know happens to everyone, but we just don't really talk about it? Yesterday, I was talking with a coworker, and she was telling a story about something that happened to her this week in regards to work. And I was just listening. I'm like, And at one point during the conversation, a little bit of like a little droplet of spit comes flying out. And you know you've experienced this before. And it comes flying out, and I see it, and it lands right on my cheek, right next to my lip. Like, it's right there. And my instinct is to wipe it off. But I'm so concerned with not embarrassing her and acting like I don't notice it that I'm sitting there. And now I have completely tuned her out. I have no idea what she's talking about because all I'm concentrating on is that tiny little spit piece that's on my face. Has that happened to you before? That is one of those situations that I think happens to everyone, but we just don't talk about it.
I'm glad you are talking about it because I think we've all been in that spot. And to me, it is the ultimate sign of respect. You just paid that person so much respect. You don't want to embarrass them. And you sat there with their spit on your cheek, just kind of acknowledging them, not doing anything, giving that person respect and instead of embarrassing them.
It's
good for you. And then as soon as they walk away, you're like,
I actually didn't do that. As soon as they walked away, just in case they were watching me, I just kind of like scratched the side of my face like I was pretending it itched, but I was really just trying to wipe that spit off. And I've been in the other situation before, too, where I've been talking and I see a piece of spit flying.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, no, please don't land on them. 702-364-9400. Corinne, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I think something we all do is we all like pretend to be on our phones in awkward situations, like in an elevator, you know, just you and another person, like I'll pull out my phone and just start looking at it. I'm not doing anything, but I don't know. It's just awkward. Or if you see somebody out in public that you really don't want to talk to, well, let me just pull out my phone.
Put my head down so they can't see me. That is so true. We all do that.
I'll do the try to avoid someone. This happened to me at the grocery store twice this past week, and I got busted on one of them. But I was at Albertsons, and I go to turn down an aisle, and I see a guy that I know, but he also has a twin brother. And I wasn't sure if it was him or his twin brother.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feel like doing the dance because I don't know the twin brother at all. I just know he's a twin that lives in the same area as I do. And I turned on the aisle. I'm like, ah! So I backed out of the aisle and went down a couple other aisles. But then I circled them around an aisle and I ran into him. So I'm talking to him, like trying to figure out if it's the twin or him. And then same thing. I was at Whole Foods yesterday afternoon, saw a former coworker of ours, and just I wasn't in the mood to talk. So head down and act like I didn't see her. And hopefully she didn't see me.
I did. I saw you. I did see you. It's okay, though. I totally get it.
I was in a mood. Thank you for understanding.
Brooklyn, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's something, a little weird thing that we all do or experience but no one talks about?
I had a similar experience that you did, but I was working at the front desk and this guest was talking to me and he did the same spit flew out, but instead of on my cheek, it went in my eyeball.
Oh!
My God.
Yep. And I tried so hard to play it off because it stung so bad, but it was one of our VIP clients, and I had to, like, tough it through. After he walked away, I was like, oh, my God, my eyeball.
Oh, my gosh, I feel so bad for you, Brooklyn. That's awful. You're trying to, like, the whole time I'd be thinking, like, what did he eat? Is there something spicy in what he ate? Because
why does it sting?
Oh, my gosh. Someone just texted something that we never talk about. What about when an embarrassing memory floods in our mind? Something you did in the past. And the best thing you can do is just blurt out some incoherent words to distract yourself from thinking about it. I didn't think anyone else did that. Like, I'll think of something I did in high school and I'll go, just to, like, get it to go away out of my head. That definitely happens.
Now, coming up here next, we're bringing back something very special on the show.
With a new twist. Yeah. You know, try a Tuesday. Every Tuesday we would try something new. Well, we know it's not Tuesday, it's Thursday. We're going to do a Try It Thursday, a special edition on something we talked about on this show yesterday. Is it as good as one of the biggest pop stars on the planet think it is? We're going to try it ourselves. Try It Thursday is coming up next.
Win cash.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up here in a few minutes, those tickets for you to go see Billy Joel and Sting.
Well, it's back in a new capacity. Today is Thursday, and we are bringing back a very special edition of Try It Thursday. Yes, typically we would do this on Tuesdays, but since it's Thursday, we're going to try something. So you don't have to. We're going to try it first, tell you if it's worth trying. And this is something that we talked about on the show yesterday. Dua Lipa has been going viral for a drink that she created. She was at the Austin City Limits Music Festival, and she uploaded a video of her enjoying a Diet Coke. And it wasn't your regular Diet Coke. She added some key ingredients, and we're going to try it today. Are you guys ready to try the viral Dua Lipa Diet Coke?
Yes and no. I'm excited that Try Tuesday is back. I'm a little nervous about what goes into this concoction.
Well, we brought in the ingredients, mm-hmm. and the reason why we were talking about this is because it involves pickle juice, and Clausen has come out and said, hey, Dua, we might just create this pickle juice just for you because of your drink. So, ingredients include a Diet Coke, which I only had Coke Zero at home, so I hope this is okay.
That still works for
sure. Is
that
okay?
Yeah, it works for me.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we have Coke Zero. We've got pickle chips with the brine in there. And then we have jalapenos. So we are going to try this. This sounds a little scary. You guys have pre-mixed yours. I'm going to do mine here. Live on the air.
You're gonna mix it up, yeah. And Steph went and pre-mixed these things. Each of these ingredients together, separately. I like pickle juice. I actually like jalapenos. I like Coke. I enjoy Coke every so often, I guess.
Okay,
but mixed together.
I know.
And while making the drinks, I'm gonna let you know now, Mercedes. It was a mess. I poured the jalapeno juice everywhere. The pickle juice went everywhere. I mean, it's a jar. It's not supposed to be something you pour out. So yeah, it's
okay.
Just a heads up.
I'm pouring the. That's some good ASMR. Pouring the Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, into the cup. So now we have to add some of the brine from these pickle chips, okay? So basically, yeah, I'm going to try and just pour it in as best I can.
Now, in Dua Lipa's, didn't she get some of the actual pickles in there and the jalapenos?
Yeah,
some
she
texture?
Did. I'll put a couple pickles in there.
So that's some more texture. It also gets some more flavor in there, too, I think.
Okay, I poured some of the juice in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going with the jalapenos and the jalapeno juice. All right, we're going to pour some of that in there.
Who brought the ice? I'm a big fan of ice. I like good ice. This looks like great ice.
I brought the
ice.
Yes.
Nice cubes,
Steph. Straight from my freezer. Thank you.
These are good cubes.
Did you guys put the jalapenos in yours?
I did not. I'm sorry. Should I pour some in there?
Well, I think she put one in there, but you don't have to.
You got the juice.
Yeah.
You got the juice. Yeah.
I threw one in there. So there's the concoction. I have it all mixed up. There's a couple of pickle chips in there. We've got pickle juice. We've got the jalapeno juice. The brine. So then we, I guess we stir it up.
Yeah, stir it up.
Oh, boy. Okay. I want to say that it smells pretty good. I don't know how I feel about it, but
it's kind of like a mocktail, right?
Yeah. There's something. It kind of reminds me of a spicy margarita.
Oh.
And so I'm not like grossed out by it.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, wow. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
I like it. It's good. It's different. I can't explain it.
Did you do a big little, a big gulp?
Drink.
You want a big in? Okay.
I took a big drink. I like it. There's a little bit of a tang to it. And then at the end, there's a little bit of a kick.
There's some kick?
From the jalapeno.
JC, you want to go
next? Okay, right, here we go.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's really good.
You look confused.
I am confused. I feel like I'm like drinking a hamburger or something like this because the pickle
it's
juice.
Confusing.
It's confusing.
It's confusing.
I feel like I'm drinking a Happy Meal. It's really weird.
Okay. I'm going to try now. I'm kind of nervous. I don't really like jalapeno juice.
Well, there's an aftertaste.
That's a like jalapeno lingering.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
No?
Pickle juice. Oh, I taste the pickle juice right away. I don't like the aftertaste of the jalapeno. I do not like this drink at all.
I don't know if I'm crazy or what, but I actually like it.
I still have the aftertaste. That's the only thing. It wasn't bad going down, but there's still an aftertaste.
Oh, my stomach's hurting now. That was not good for me. Nope.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I need like a Tums. That was not good.
I got a burp too.
Ugh, I could taste the hamburger. What you mean?
Yeah, it doesn't taste like a hamburger. Yeah.
No, that's enough for me, dude.
Okay, then more for me, I guess. I really enjoy it. There's the pickles in there. The jalapeno gives a little spice. Do you guys like spicy margaritas at all?
I like spicy stuff, yeah. It tasted good going down, but for me, I still have that lingering aftertaste. So I'm actually going to give it a thumbs down because that aftertaste is still like sitting there.
Thumbs down for me, too. I think without the pickle juice, it would be better. But the jalapeno juice wasn't that bad.
I give it a thumbs up, and I give it a bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
That is perfect. That was a nice return of Try It Tuesday on a Thursday.
Wow. Usually, we're kind of on the same page on things. We're totally off on this one.
Yeah, it's the aftertaste for me. Total aftertaste.
I'll just keep this here and sip on it for the rest of the morning.
You know, Dua Lipa had some fans were putting in alcohol. So Mercedes maybe put a little cocktail, make it a cocktail.
Oh, let's not go too far. It's only 8:27 in the morning.
Well, here we go. It's time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You are playing. That phone number is 702-364-9400. You're Caller 20. You're playing Heads Up. And what a special prize this is.
Yes, it is. Two icons, one stage. We have your tickets to see Billy Joel.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight.
And Sting. They are going to be together at Allegiant Stadium on November 9th, and you are going to be there too when you win Heads Up. Pick a category, pick a partner, get six answers in 60 seconds, and you win these tickets. Caller 20's playing, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Cora, you're in for Heads Up.
Woo!
Woo! All right, let's do this. Through. We want to get you these Billy Joel and Sting tickets right now. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with United Nations or Piano Man?
Ooh, let's go Piano Man.
Piano Man it is. You're playing Heads Up to win tickets to see the Piano Man, Billy Joel. So these are all popular singers, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
Let's do you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Cora, you got this. 60 seconds on the clock. Just get six correct and you win. And Heads Up, you start now.
She's currently on her Eras tour.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. He is the boss, born in the USA.
Pass.
She sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun. 80s singer.
Pass.
Okay, he is the king of pop. He sings Beat It, Billy Joel, or not Billy Joel. Yeah, no, he's does the moonwalk.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. She sings Hit Me Baby One More Time. She sings, yes. He is, he sings Isn't She Lovely and Superstitious. He is a blind singer, icon.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. He is going to be with Billy Joel on stage at this concert. He was in the Police. Okay, she sings Fallen. Oh, man. This was hard. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, Cora. Dang. We had to pass on a couple. Bruce Springsteen, he's the boss, Born in the USA. Cyndi Lauper, she sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Who else? You've got Stevie Wonder, Sting. He's going to be with Billy Joel. Oh. Darn it, Cora. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for trying. That means we didn't get a winner. So caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to see Billy Joel and Sting at Allegiant Stadium on November 9th. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you feel like the service at your go-to fast food restaurant is going downhill? Well, you're not the only one, and new research agrees. The 2024 QSR reputation ranking just came out, and it finds that across the industry, fast food service is getting worse. They ranked the 25 largest quick serve restaurants based on customer reviews about the food quality, the service quality, the value, and finds that overall complaints are up, wait times are longer. Mobile ordering is causing absolute chaos for restaurants. So they analyzed all these places, and they found that wait time related reviews, those are up. They're finding that mobile orders, complaints about those are up. And then mistakes, reviews mentioning mistakes and complaints about staff attitudes, those are all up.
The place that we do take out a lot, it's not fast food, but the place we go to for takeout a lot, I notice when I walk in, their to-go area is slammed. Like,
really?
The mobile orders that are in there, there's like five or six orders that are done. You can see tickets lined up and everything. And I do double check my order. I know they messed you up a couple weeks ago. Some restaurant did, but I'll double check my order. But I don't do it in the restaurant. I don't know why I feel like that's rude. Like, I don't trust you. Let me make sure. So once I get outside in my car, that's when I double check everything to make sure we do have it, because we've just been burned way too many times.
Yeah, I don't go to fast food very often, and it's because every time I do, they screw up my order. And like, yeah, you said, we went a couple weeks ago, and I mean, I would consider it a fast food type of restaurant. You order from there very often.
Uh-huh.
And they just completely just messed everything up. Matt gets surveys from places, like, because we did the mobile ordering and went and picked it up, and he got a survey like, how was our service, and he said like, they totally screwed everything up. I will give them a lot of credit, because that next morning he had a phone call from the manager of that restaurant, that specific restaurant, asking what happened, wanted to make it right, which was appreciated. We're not looking for like a freebie, but we just wanted the order to be right. They ranked the top fast food restaurants with like the best scores, and Chick-fil-A was number one. Carl's Jr. / Hardee's was number two. Arby's was number three. And then McDonald's and Wendy's rounded out the top five.
I appreciate that manager calling Matt. And let's say you call the restaurant, you go down, you pick it up, you get home, you pack everything, you get comfy, you're ready to eat, and you realize they forgot something. You call the restaurant, and 9 times out of 10, they're nice, saying, oh, come down and get it. But like, I'm
yeah,
comfy now. I don't want to leave.
Also this morning, this is kind of cool. Did you know that Amazon Prime members can now enjoy fuel discounts?
What? No.
At thousands of gas stations across the U.S., including AMPM locations, BP, Amoco, there's a bunch of them on there. You can save 10 cents per gallon by linking your Amazon account with Earnify, which I guess that's BP's loyalty program, but the new benefit positions Amazon Prime to compete with Walmart, which has been offering fuel discounts for a while. They also plan to introduce a discount for electric vehicle charging at BP Pulse stations in 2025.
You know what's so funny is Steph is the sweetest person I know, and she has a hatred for EVs. She does not like electric vehicles for whatever reason. She just hates them.
I've seen a lot of scary things about electric vehicles with like kids getting locked in cars because like the battery dies, or isn't it EVs you have to like do a restart, or they do like updates, and people have been caught in cars during the updates and it's in like the middle of summer and there's no air conditioning running?
Where have you heard this?
Online. I see all these stories.
We believe all the stuff we see online.
I do.
TikTok.
Wow.
TikTok, Twitter.
We have one of our cars is an EV, and there, you know, there was an issue when we first got it, and it turned out to be a user issue. It was my fault. I did something wrong on it.
Oh, stuck? Yeah.
It turns out that was my fault. Didn't realize that. But we've enjoyed it. It's nice not having to fill up for gas, but I never would try to push it on anyone. Like, if you're not into it, you're not into it. I would never be like, you have to get one, because I know a lot of people with EVs definitely are like, push it. I would never, like, it's a choice, you know? You want it, you don't want it, but it's been a good experience so far.
I think I need to wait a few years for all the kinks to just kind of go out.
That.
And then maybe from there after, I'm like, okay, I might be sold, but right now, I'm good. I need something that's going to take me long distance. If I get stuck in traffic on the way home to San Diego, like, imagine that. And I don't have, nothing's charged. Right now, I'm just going to pause on that.
Well, I think they have like batteries too that you can take.
Oh, do they?
I think. I totally get it. I just, you know, I haven't heard those horror stories.
You haven't? Oh my
gosh. I mean, I've heard issues before, but I've heard issues with regular cars also. So.
Oh, I saw the one getting a kid getting stuck in the backseat.
You said the battery's dead and there's no way to get the car open.
The mom couldn't open the car door.
And so how'd they get him out?
She had to break the window.
Oh.
Yeah, they broke the window and a stranger
had
help.
Hold on 1 second, he just pressed his button.
Yeah, exactly. There should be like an emergency kind of latch, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. They got recalled, I'll tell you that. That's all I don't know.
Did they really get recalled, Steph? Are you making stuff up?
No.
I feel like you're making stuff up now.
I
think you're like embellishing a little bit.
No. I read on this. Unless it's like a site that's like from another country.
I mean, now we're having recalls.
They are all recalled.
People are like dying in cars and like,
no,
oh,
one died in the car. I didn't say that. Okay, we're real going real far on this.
You're right, JC. The hate runs deep.
No,
I had no
EVs
idea.
For me, baby.
That was my favorite moment of the week.
Oh my gosh. I'm just going to move on because I feel like I'm being attacked here.
She's coming at you.
I guess so. Finally, this morning, starting yesterday, Goldfish, the cheddar cracker snack, you know, that smiles back at you.
Yeah.
They officially renamed themselves. They're not called Goldfish anymore. They're called Chilean Sea Bass.
What?
Yeah.
They're being fancy now?
The Chilean Sea Bass crackers, they look and taste just like Goldfish because they are Goldfish, but now they wanted to get a more adult name. Don't worry, it's only for a limited time. The rebrand is made to emphasize that the fish crackers, not just for kids, you know, reminding Gen Z, millennials that grew up with Goldfish, that can still be their go-to. It's not the first time that the brand released something to appeal to an older palate. They had Old Bay season crackers. They had Frank's Red Hot season crackers made, you know, specifically for adults. But you can head on over to ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com to get your hands on the newly updated crackers, and you can purchase a couple of bags of them while supplies last. And they have daily drops. So if you're too old for Goldfish and you want to go with the Chilean Sea Bass crackers, now you can.
Coming up here next, Sam Hunt is in Las Vegas this weekend, and he's going to join us coming up here in just about 6 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. I'm still laughing at Steph. The hatred is real. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Thanks so much for being here. If you missed any part of the show, make sure you download that Odyssey app. I'm telling you, it is free. You can listen to Mix 94.1 all day long, wherever you go. You can catch up on all that we've done on the show. It's a one-stop shop for you. Audacy. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
According to a new poll, one of the scariest movie scenes for kids is from the 1990 movie Witches, the remove your wigs scene.
You may remove your shoes. You may remove your wigs.
I remember
this movie. And they take their wigs off, and all of a sudden, they're the scariest witches you've ever seen.
I hated this movie as a kid. You're just jogging my scary memories on the scary noses. Oh,
yes.
No.
Well, she sounded like me when people come to my house. I'm like, you may remove your shoes. And your wigs, for that matter. Remove it all.
What a line that was. You had me in tears many times this morning. Thank you for that. That'll do it for show number 2,159 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.